Blackjack AV, take it away.
I have often dreamed of a far off place where a great warm welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and the voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to feel like I belong." On my way, I can go the distance, I don't care how far, somehow I'll be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to find where I
All right, and that was Blackjack AV with Go the Distance from Hercules. Another, back-to-back Hercules.
I think we're going to get a lot of that tonight.
I hope not.
Foreshadowing, because we know what the list is.
Thanks for being early. Well, now they don't know what song it is, though, at least, so. There's plenty of songs.
They know what movie it is.
Yeah. Okay, my first note, and this is my ADD working. Are Jeffers birds in this song? My second note, I think this is one of Enjoy TV's karaoke's, which are very popular, apparently. I think you sound too young for this character. And you were sharp a lot. And you were really pitchy when you do the pickup verse, or when it grew and climax and all that stuff. So yeah, Ambi?
I can't believe you didn't mention the fail mixing. What?
I didn't probably catch it well.
How did you not catch the fact that the music was coming out of one ear and the voice was coming out of both ears? There was no music whatsoever in the right ear.
Because I have children screaming through the door on the other ear.
Oh, and okay. Well, there was absolutely no music in the right ear. It was raping my left ear. The music was raping my left ear the entire time.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't... Because, like I said, my right ear is my bad ear, so I probably didn't...
Oh, okay. So that's why you didn't get that. Jeffers, did you get that? Or was that just me that... Jeffers? Jeffers, unmute your mic.
Uh-huh, okay.
Was it just
me? I was
me?
Muted.
Was it just me, Jeffers, or did you hear it only coming out of one ear, too?
I was wondering why no one was answering me.
I were heard just ignoring you.
I heard something coming out of the right ear. Like, I don't think it was completely off, like, completely panned, but, like, it wasn't even.
I heard absolutely no music whatsoever in my right ear.
Earache.
Because as soon as it started, the music started, I only heard it in the left ear, and I went, he forgot to put them both, everything in the other ear, and then he was singing in both ears. Like, his voice was in both ears. So, like, if I took my left ear off, I could just hear him, just his vocals, singing. And he was a little sharp as well. I do agree with Zelina. It just... Hold on, I have to go back to my notes because I accidentally scrolled down in the middle of all that. It just, the fact that I could only hear your voice in the one ear made all the flaws in the singing, when you went sharp and when you went flat, stand out like a sore thumb it might have been if it had been mixed correctly and blended, it wouldn't have been as noticeable, but stuck out like a sore thumb here. No, I'm sorry, Jeffers.
Apart from the mixing, I have down the, it was pitchy. It's good. I don't know, it's all right for your voice because it's on the younger side, but not for your range. It sounded very strained, or for me anyway. And the second part was, yeah, lacked the energy build up, but. I'm like not talkative tonight.
It's okay. We'll get things done faster because we still have like 15 more. 15.
And my
plus
roommate
to
is
go.
Giving me this creepy smile. Like,
give him the finger. Give him the finger. Wouldn't doubt. Give him the finger.
Apparently, she said to give you the finger.
Selena's on Jeffers' roommate's poopy list. Done.
Tiana Shi, you're next.
I've always thought that men were slime, and every guy I've met has proved me right, until tonight. Just when I thought I had it figured, then life's a game you cannot win. He comes in and changes all the rules. What I've been taught, I learned the hard way, that life and love are never just, and if you trust, you're just one of the fools. And now I can't believe my heart is saying don't resist him, that I've been on my guard too long. I can't believe my heart surrendered when I kissed him and told me all I thought I knew, as sad but true, is wrong. If life is worth the disappointment, I haven't seen one reason yet, until I met the boy who smiles for free. Upon this earth, there's no one like him. He sees a girl I long to be, making Eve and me believe in me. And now I can believe my heart has overcome my senses to help me see that he's upright. I can't believe my heart says tear down all your fences, that everything you want and more is right before your eyes. I can't believe my heart could be so wise.
So that was Meg's cut song. We did allow cut songs, so this is within boundaries. I can't believe you found a karaoke for this. I want it. Yeah. Can't Believe My Heart from Hercules. Triple Hercules in a row here. We just had an I Won't Say Go the Distance and Can't Believe My Heart. Okay. Only the beginning of the night, folks.
We need to get that song in the intro where the women are singing, going, la la la, a star is born.
No, that's the end song. Back when the earth was new. And planet earth was down on it. Like that one.
It's luck.
Anyways, back to Tiana's song. This was weird for me. Because you were singing a chest voice song in your head voice. And I didn't think that was possible until I heard this. Like, it was the weirdest thing I think I've ever encountered in a song. I can't describe it. It was, you were singing in your lower range, but you were still in your head voice, and I don't know how that's humanly possible. I'm so confused. You have confused me. Like, you've whacked me over the head with a confusion stick.
Drink, Ambie, drink.
I don't know. Even happy to not clear the confusion on this, how that happened, because was it just me, or did anybody else, like, feel that with it?
Yeah, no,
I have similar to that.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It was, even if it wasn't that you were singing in your chest voice and your head voice at the same time, this was a chest voice song that you were definitely singing at least 75% in head voice. So that's a big no-no for me, because Meg is such a, like, a chesty character and stuff like that. And your quality sticks out like a sore thumb because you silence the static in between your singing.
But not the whole thing.
So when you're singing, it's staticky, 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 and then all of a sudden it stops being staticky when the music is playing, and it makes your static stick out more like a sore thumb. It's better if you have static to just let the static go through the entire thing in the background, because then it isn't as obvious. It kind of just sounds
like... It's more consistent. It's a little more consistent.
It kind of sounds like that's part of the backing track. Because, I mean, I know my microphone has that horrible static. I just keep it in, because it makes it stand out like a sore thumb. I thought your emotion was decent in this, but I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good at the same time. I don't know. Just the whole singing in head was killing me throughout. I Jeffers.
Okay. I have that down to odd head voice, round, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Like, I didn't know what to think of it. Like, I didn't have a lot written down. Yeah, MB pointed out the background fuzz. I like the fact that you chose an obscure song choice. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But, like, at the same time, I don't think it was a great song for you. So, your lower parts in the verse for me were particularly sketchy. They were pitchy for me, like, compared to the rest of the song. But, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of this. It's a bit, it's kind of like a step back from last week for me. But it wasn't bad. So?
Well, I was expecting this song with all the questions about it. Like, people were asking me, what about Meg's song? What about Meg's song? I'm like, yeah, it's going to show up eventually. Okay, one of my biggest notes is, you went too low when you didn't have to go low for the low notes. Like, you were really this happened with your Lion King song as well from auditions, that you were digging too low. And this happened again. Again, you were pitchy. And it's, like Amy said, you're... interesting head chest voice combo right here. And I have to go with Jeffers. It's not exactly your best song choice. I mean, we are happy that somebody picked an obscure song, considering what we've already listened to ahead of time. Woo.
Oh no, I'm the only one that didn't listen ahead.
I have to go with Jeffers again. It was also a step back, because I think it was a lot of pitchy problems with the song, and the fuzz really didn't bug me, because I think the headphones are blocking that out for me. But yeah, it was more of a pitch and note problem for me than it was anything else.
All right.
And
you done?
Done.
All right, mm-hmm. Done.
Read to me. Sing to me.
Maria, you know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria, you know I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd. And tell me, Maria, Why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes do scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire, hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin. It's not my fault. I'm not to blame. It is the gypsy girl, the witch, who sent this flame. It's not my fault. If in God's plan, he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Don't fix me, Maria. Don't let this siren cast her spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda and let her taste the fires of hell, or else let her be mine and mine alone. Minister Frollo.
What?
The gypsy has escaped.
What?
She's gone.
How? Ugh, never mind. Get out of here, you idiot. I'll find her. I'll find her myself if I have to burn down all of Paris.
Hellfire, dark fire, now gypsy, it's your turn. Choose me or your pyre, be mine or you will burn. God have mercy on her. God have mercy on her.
So that was Read to Me with Hellfire from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
Which no, forget it. The movie that scared me as a child.
I love
it. I was at like 4 when it came out. Okay. Anyway, on topic, Read to Me. Let's see where to start. It sounded like you were putting on a voice for this song. Did anybody else pick that up?
Yes and no.
Yeah, it's a little here and there for me.
I'm not sure if you're putting on a voice or not, but I didn't like it for some reason. Like, I have down something about... Can you hear the piano?
Yeah,
sorry,
it's fine.
To cut... Okay.
It's ambience. Some...
It replaces... the frogs and the birds.
I know. Yes. It sounded like funny to me. Like the notes were all right and on key, but like there's something about your voice was kind of bothering
me. The audio
me,
quality.
I
have the same note. Sound like he was recording in a car.
Maybe. I wish I had a car to record for. College dorm sucks. Okay. Where was I? You had good levels volume-wise, but in some parts, mainly in the beginning, I felt like your emotion could have gone farther for me anyway. Like your energy and your singing got louder and it kind of emphasized certain parts, but I didn't feel like your energy, not your energy, your performance changed levels as well as your volume. But I thought your acting in the middle was good. And after that, for me, your performance picked up more where it was better for me, and that your long was very nice. Yeah, it was good. That's about it for me. So
okay, I love the song. This is one of my all-time favorite Disney songs.
Scary
sung
song.
By Tony. It's awesome. Thank you, Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz for making this awesome song. And rest in peace, Tony J. You are awesome. Okay, I usually write down notes as I go, so I read them down. this was more towards the middle. I'm liking this so far. It had good energy and emotion. This is probably up to the middle before the acting. For me, mine and mine alone seemed off. Speaking part was okay.
Whoa. What was that?
Hold on, guys.
Did this happen a lot? Should I like go on with my critique while she's gone?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll get back to Zell in a second, but we'll move on to me while she's dealing with whatever she was dealing with. First of all, did you get this karaoke from Russ as my first note? But then later on I was like, oh no, this isn't the same karaoke that Russ used, because this was the song that Russ sang for Perform It that I remember. Like I said, during Jeffers, there was like an odd quality to your sound. It kind of like you were singing inside a car for me. I don't know. The level balance was a bit off for me between your vocals and your music, but your emotion was so good in this. I thought it was good throughout. But then when you were like doing the character, it sounded like a completely different person. Like, it didn't even sound like your singing didn't match the voice in your acting at all. I'm not talking about like the guard. It was the Frollo lines. It sounded like a completely different person, and it just completely broke the sync that it was in, and it just took me out of it, because I was like, whoa, what is going on here? It was completely different character voice.
His acting was much like a rougher voice and gruffer.
He wasn't very Frollo-y. He was much more beastie during that.
That's a good point.
He was very beasty during that, kind of like, I'm mad. Frollo smash. I don't know. Frollo mad. Frollo smash. It was very, gruff. And it just...
Is Frodo the tall guy?
No, Frodo is the guy from Lord of the Rings.
No, I meant Frollo.
Frollo is the tall one with the, like...
The hat.
The triangle hat and a dress. Okay.
The old man.
Oh, welcome back, Sal.
I had to move rooms again.
I only have like one last note, but then we'll go back to Zell. I thought this was pretty good. The thing with the voice, though, with the character, really threw me off. So then back to Zell.
Okay, where was I? Yeah, mine and mine alone seemed off for me. Speaking was okay. The karaoke was very distracting for me because it had all the sound effects from the movie. And the voice was... Like I said, it was okay in some parts. Some parts, it felt like it was put on. And I don't know if it was a karaoke, because usually after the last long note, you hear the dun-dun-dun-dun from the orchestra. And that's just probably a personal taste. But I think it's usually a nice taste of this, a nice little thing of the song.
I think this was a vocal remove, because it didn't seem like it at first, but towards the middle, towards the end, I could hear some vocal remove, like that hazy quality to it in there.
I think this was a DVD rip.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. I honestly think this is a DVD rip, because it had the sound effects from the... Because I could hear the fire swishing and all the shadows popping up and everything.
An awful vocal cut, though, right?
No, I've heard much worse vocal cuts.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. Are we all done?
Yeah.
Done, sweet.